My guest at this time is Texas Republican Lamar Smith. He represents the Lone Star State's 21st Congressional District. He is a former chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and still sits on that committee. He is also on the Homeland Security Committee and is chairman of the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. We want to get his reaction and insight following Tuesday's ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that it agrees with the district court ruling that President Obama's unilateral immigration action exceeds his constitutional authority. Congressman Smith is kind enough to join us after a couple of very long days of overseeing flood cleanup in his district, and we'll get to that in just a minute in our conversation as well. But for now, Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, good to be with you and appreciate your interest in all these areas.
The three-judge panel agreed with Texas and the other 25 states that joined their case that they would be harmed by the president's policy, and it also ruled that the administration cannot move forward with its policy in states that are not involved in this lawsuit. So how critical is this decision?
This lawsuit could not be more crucial, quite frankly, and it's our first good win in court in a long, long time. But it was we were frankly overdue in trying to hold this president accountable for his unlawful actions. And he took an action to give amnesty to, say, as many as 5 million people in the country illegally. Clearly, that was in violation of current law. And it's just nice to see the courts agree with us. I was one of the individuals who filed a petition to support those attorney generals who had filed suit against the administration. So I'm really, really happy, reassured, gratified by this ruling. I do think it's going to be tied up in courts. You know, it will probably be appealed to the Supreme Court. But I do think that the administration has just about run out of time trying to do something that was clearly unconstitutional and illegal. So it's a win for all those who believe in the rule of law and a win for all those who feel that giving amnesty to millions of people is also wrong.
Not surprisingly, sir, the White House did not like the decision. The quote from the White House spokeswoman was, today, two judges of the Fifth Circuit chose to misrepresent the facts and the law. She went on to say that his actions are squarely within the bounds of his authority, although, as you and others have pointed out, he said for years before taking the action that he didn't have the power to do it. Their argument, essentially, legally speaking, is that the president has discretion over deportation. So explain for our listeners what he can and can't do in that regard.
Okay. What the president can do, and it's on an individual basis, it's not a general group of millions of people, but on an individual basis, he does have an amount of discretion whether to send someone back to their home country or not. What the president has done here, and as you pointed out, he said 22 times himself he couldn't do what he is trying to do. He cannot say to whole classes of people, whole groups of people, in this case 5 million people, that just because of your general status, you're in the country illegally or you're in a certain category, he cannot give amnesty to categories of individuals. He can, on a hardship basis, make individual exceptions to the general rule, but this is anything but individual. In past years, other presidents have used their discretion to make people, or at least give discretion to maybe not deport them in certain individual cases. But this is a president who went so far beyond precedent and so far beyond what the law allows him to that it was clearly unconstitutional. And I'm just gratified that the three-judge panel called it for what it was, unlawful, unconstitutional. And I think this has really set the administration back. And I think the president will be out of office before it's resolved.
Congressman, Judge Haynen, the district court judge, of course, placed the injunction on the program back in February. There's been some concern from lawmakers in Washington and at the state level that despite that injunction, the administration has in some ways been still pressing forward with this program. What do you know for sure on that front?
Right. Well, supposedly the administration actually gave amnesty to, I think, as many as a couple of hundred thousand people, possibly, certainly many thousands of individuals against the judge's order. And the judge was understandably upset by this. The administration said they don't know how it happened. They were wrong. They apologized. But we have seen time and time again, this administration will do whatever they think they can get away with. And I don't know whether to believe the administration or not. I'm glad they apologized, but the damage has been done. They now saying they're trying to determine those individuals and retract their amnesty. I don't know how well that is going or not, but throughout his tenure, President Obama has intentionally undermined immigration laws, not enforced immigration laws, and tried to unilaterally change immigration laws. And like I say, I'm just gratified that a court has finally said, enough, you're not doing that anymore. Nobody's above the law, even if they're president of the United States, and you need to abide by immigration laws and enforce them, not ignore them.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Lamar Smith. And, sir, I know you've got to jump on a plane. Folks might have heard the announcement in the background.
Yes.
But I know you've been on the ground there looking at the damage caused by the massive flooding, a 44-foot wall of water coming off the Blanco River in Hays County. That's in your district. Right. Describe the damage and how the folks there are reacting to it all.
Right. I traveled across Hays County, which is where a lot of the flood damage had occurred and where, unfortunately, lives were lost. And it is tragic. The devastation is hard to imagine. But at the same time, it was reassuring to see these individuals who had been damaged by the flood already rebuilding. They're resourceful. They're resilient. And I really watched firsthand the American spirit at work. And individuals whose businesses were flooded, or many of them will be back in business. We're back in business 24 hours after the crash, and we'll be back in business by this weekend. It's going to take a lot longer for individuals who lost their homes to rebuild, but that's where the federal government can help and give them low-interest loans and try to get them back on their feet as well. So the devastation is real. The harm is real, but people will recover. We are still trying to find some individuals who are missing. There are several known deaths already, but I do believe, having talked to the local and state and county officials, that everything is being done that can be done, and everybody is working together, everybody is working hard, and I believe that the officials involved and the volunteers involved and even the people who lost their property involved are all helping one another.
Congressman, we'll let you catch that plane. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Okay. Thank you, Greg.
You bet, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Lamar Smith represents his state's 21st congressional district, former chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, member also of the Homeland Security Committee, and is chairman of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.